You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, on Monday, I spoke to Beth Torrance, who is set to release her debut EP, Tiny Flowers, on the 18th of this month, the 18th of October. Following the release, she will be going on tour in various places in the North Island, including here in Tamaki Makaurau, Raglan, Thames, and Wellington. So I had a brief chat with her about her little release, not her little release, but her release, and what people can expect.
Beth, how are you today?
Hello, I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. So let's talk about your debut EP, Tiny Flowers, which is coming out very, very soon.
Yes.
Very exciting. Set to release on the 18th this month.
That's right, yes.
Could you discuss a little bit about what people can expect from the EP?
Absolutely. So, Tiny Flowers, I wrote the first song off the EP in 2021.
Wow.
So I've been sitting with these songs for a while. The most recent I wrote last year. I would say a large theme of the EP is nostalgia, or perhaps longing. Especially surrounding the end of something, whatever that means to you, like a relationship or moving somewhere else, leaving your environment. Yeah, I'm very pleased to finally be putting it out because it's been a long time in the making.
Yeah, definitely. Like 3 years, would it be, since you worked on your first single?
Yes. Oh, I mean, it's been 2 years since I released my album, Let's Move to the Seaside and Never Feel Lonely Again, but it has been 3 years since I wrote the first song off this project.
True. So you just mentioned that like nostalgia is a big thing about this album, and you're kind of alluding to it to be sort of, you can interpret it, the listener can interpret it to very, very different ways. Could you discuss a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. I guess I don't want to tell the listener, you know, what they should be hearing. I think that sort of applies to all my music. I think whatever inspires you or whatever the music sparks for you, that's cool. And I don't want to be here telling you, you know, I don't want to be boxing these songs or this project any one way. So I think if it's about a breakup for you, you know, that's cool. If it's about, if you're thinking of the loss of your pet, even, you know, your cat dying, I don't know, moving places. Yeah, these songs have a really broad scope, I feel, for all types of emotion. You know, they can be joyous and sad at the same time.
Like longing, just as a whole, but that could be interpreted like you said before, like in a sad way, but also just kind of like reflecting on the past in like a more positive, wholesome type of way.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, nice. It's very beautiful. And you mentioned that your first single from this EP was written like 2 years ago. What has the overall progress been like for working on this EP?
Well, I generally, when I write my songs, I'll make a demo of them at home. So for me, that looks like, you know, recording into GarageBand or into Logic with, you know, a good mic and a preamp. I want it to sound, you know, presentable or put outable, so you could take this demo and rework it in the studio. And that's often what I do is, you know, take these demos and mix those and, you know, layer vocals later or add little things later in the studio. For the EP, that's by and large what we did for quite a few of these tracks, except for a couple that we re-recorded, including a spoken word piano piece, which was completely live. And we chose the second take, and that's because this piece was written in that way, and I didn't want to be, you know, it just sort of took away the ephemeral quality of the song to be sort of attempting to, you know, layer vocals over a pre-recorded piano track. Yeah, the same applies with to a guitar piece, a guitar song called Corridor that is also completely live. I love mixing it up, and I don't want to do any one thing for a project.
Fair enough. Now let's talk about the actual songs on this EP. Mm-hmm. Some of the tracks are collaboration between artists. Mm-hmm. Could you talk about your experience working with these artists and who these artists are?
For sure. Ankle Socks features an LA-based artist called Rigby. I first discovered her music in high school and I was just a huge, huge fan of it. I would listen to it all the time. And so I don't know, I thought her voice would just be so perfect for this song. So I reached out to her and I asked her if she'd like to sing on it, and she was very keen. So her beautiful vocals feature on the song, which there's also a video for. So that's very exciting. Filmed on Mirawai Beach and also at my home.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
There's also some collaborations with artist Chris Riddell. Listeners might know him from Neil. He's worked with Neil Gaiman on Coraline, I think, and on other projects, the Graveyard book. He's worked with Phoebe Bridges, you know, most notably her Punisher record. He designed or illustrated for the lyric booklet. And he's also the political cartoonist for The Observer magazine. I'm a huge fan of his work, and I have been since I was very little. So, yeah, I reached out to him, not expecting anything, and I asked if he would be interested in creating some artwork for the EP, and he came back and he told me he was a fan of my music.
Nice.
Yeah, and that he would love to. So I'm very, very pleased and lucky to have Chris's beautiful illustrations, you know, representing this EP. One of them features on the cover of the CD, and if you have the CD, the lyric booklet also contains an illustration for each track alongside its lyrics, so it's very, very cool.
Mm. The EP will consist of 6 tracks.
That's right, yeah.
Tiny Flowers, Ankle Socks, Angeline, Danby Field, Corridor, and Oh, Isn't It So Beautiful, This Life.
Mm-hmm.
What do these tracks mean to you? Is there a certain theme that runs through? Oh, we already discussed that, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, what do these tracks mean to you?
They definitely remind me or symbolize a time in my life. I went to high school in Thames. That's a small town on the Coromandel Peninsula, and quite often it's the place you drive through if you're, you know, going to the Coromandel. So people might know it from that. It's a seaside town, and it has this very sort of timeless quality to it that I'm really fascinated by. And I spent quite a bit of time there growing up, but never expected that I would be living there. So when I went to high school there, this is when I wrote a lot of songs, many songs, and a lot of songs of the EP as well. So they are sort of inextricable from that experience of living in Thames, particularly my connection to nature and to the sea and to my surroundings. And also, you know, of a relationship from that time as well, which was very informative for me creatively. And, you know, for my last album and for this project too.
Cool. And let's talk more about the CD cover, mm-hmm. the EP cover. You actually brought in a physical copy of the CD. Can I grab it?
Yeah,
is that all right?
Yeah, take it.
Yeah, please. Oh my gosh, it's so stunning. Obviously, I can't show the listeners in person, but I can describe it. It's this, like, large, like, elongated house by the looks of it,
yes,
right?
It's sort of got a churchy feel or a gothic feel.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking it gives me like Dr. Seuss vibes.
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah,
for sure.
In the background, there's like a sort of forest, and behind the house, there's like this sort of grey sort of cloud, I would assume. And there's a girl kind of like sat kind of curled up by the house. Is there a meaning behind this cover?
Chris sort of, I wanted, you know, Chris to have full creative freedom. I didn't want to be like, you have to draw this, you have to draw that.
Yeah.
So Chris sort of just listened to the songs, and he would sketch while he drew, which is something that he does quite often, I think. He often sketches at gigs and stuff live. But, yeah, this, I think he would, you know, he would be inspired by a certain lyric or a certain sound. So with this illustration, I think there's a line about, you know.
I'll give it back to you, Sophie. Thank you. Talk more about it.
There's a line about me sitting outside, leaning up against a house or something, which I think is what the girl is doing. But it's very, very. I just love how the song has sort of been transported into this folktale realm, something that's quite whimsical but also a little dark. I think that very well encapsulates the sort of dynamics both in theme and in and sonically that run throughout the EP.
And I've been seeing on your Instagram, you've been posting sort of like small snips of each song, and they have their own cover art, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yeah, is that all Chris Riddell or?
Yeah, those are all Chris. And those are the ones that feature in the CD lyric booklet. So yeah, they're very beautiful to see in print. So I would totally recommend picking up a CD if you're listening.
And where can people pick up these CDs?
You can get them from Flying Out on Pitt Street in Auckland. Or you can get them from a JB Hi-Fi near you, I believe. You can also always order them from my Bandcamp, Beth Torrance, or from Flying Out online. Yeah.
And do these individual cover arts have like meaning regarding the song that they kind of correlate to?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting looking at them and sort of picking out, you know, sort of finding aspects of the song within them, like the one for Ankle Socks, or I'll talk about Corridor. The one for Corridor has this very Alice in Wonderland feel. There's a girl sort of running through this distorting almost corridor. There are these shadows and this very crazy wallpaper. And there's also like a bug lying on its back, and that's one of the lines in the song. I can't think of it right now, the full one. Let me get the lyrics out. So useful.
It's definitely worth picking up the CD because that lyric book is so cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I know you're about as capable as a bug on its back. And there's the little bug right there.
Oh, true.
It's very cool.
Very quaint.
And I find that with a lot of the images, it's just it's so much fun to read the booklet and to look at them at the same time and sort of go, oh, that's, there's the coat from the song. Or there's the grass from the song and so on. Yeah.
It kind of works as like its own sort of storybook in a way like that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that's, it's such a cool way of approaching music is to, you know, all art connects. So that's what I love about these sorts of collaborations is to bring visual art to music and vice versa. I think it really works both ways.
And you mentioned where you can get the CD. Are pre-orders still available?
Pre-orders are available. You can get them, you can pre-order the CD or a digital copy of the EP also via Flying Out's website, or you can do so on my Bandcamp page, Beth Torrance.
Tiny Flowers will also have an EP tour, which is very exciting. Where can people see you?
People can see me at Nice Goblins in Auckland on October 18th. It's on Dominion Road and it starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20 online or $25 on the door. So it would be lovely to see everyone there.
And is this going to be like a national tour? Are you touring in other places besides Auckland as well?
Oh, yes. I'm playing in Raglan and in Thames and also in Wellington. That's the final date on the tour. Wellington's at Voglemorne upstairs, Raglan at the Old School Arts Centre, and Thames at the Kauranga Valley Hall.
And are tickets still available for these gigs? Tickets still available. Mm-hmm. Let's start with that.
Yeah, tickets are available. Tickets are available for each of these gigs, and you can get them from Under the Radar.
Perfect. And now answer my second question. Where can you get them?
Under the radar.
Under the radar, perfect. Well, that was Beth Torrance. Where can people find you, actually? Do you have social media? You mentioned Bandcamp and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me on all of the socials. Instagram, I'm Beth.Torrance. If you want to listen to my music, you can listen to it, and you absolutely should, listen to it on Bandcamp or on Spotify, Apple Music, pretty much anywhere that took us too fancy.
Mm. And your social media handles?
Beth.Torrance on Instagram. I'm Beth Torrance on TikTok. What are the other ones? I'm Beth Torrance on Facebook. it's a pretty safe bet that I'm Beth Torrance.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. If you look for Beth Torrance and seeing some awesome girl doing some awesome music, you
that's
could assume, assume that's the right one.
A very fly and awesome girl.
Period. Exactly. Well, thank you for your time, Beth.
Thank you so much, Joel.
Awesome.
So that was the lovely Beth Torrance. That was on her debut EP, Tiny Flowers. And that is set to release on the 18th of October. There are lots of different ways you can listen to Beth and order her CD and buy tickets to her gigs, but I'll just highlight a few ways. So you can pre-order the CD via Flying Up Records, or you can pre-save via the link in her Instagram. That's beth.torrance. If you want to go to any of her gigs, recommend you do so. Cheapest chips, $20. Support local independent New Zealand artists. That would be incredible. Tickets that are available via Under the Radar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.